welcome. Thank you for calling in today, and may the Lord bless you as you listen in, as we look at the Word of God for encouragement today. God's Word is alive, and it is very relevant for us today. His Word will stand through all eternity, and it is our guide for today. It is the truth that we have to live by, and it is full of wonderful examples that we can learn from. Recently, I was reading in Genesis of the example of hospitality as was practiced by Abraham, and of course Lot as well. And I'll read a few verses here in Genesis 18. It says, "Then the Lord appeared to him," that was Abraham, "by the terebinth tree of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground." So I tried to picture this, try to imagine how this would have been. It says that he was by the tent door in the heat of the day, and I'm understanding this that it was possibly also under a shade tree. And when I picture a 99-year-old man sitting under a shade tree in the warm part of the day, I'm inclined to think that maybe he dozed off a little bit and was taking a little nap. And then he lifted his eyes and looked, and there were three men standing by him. And I just have to stop there and think, what would I do, or what would you do, if you looked up from whatever you were doing and there were three men, or there were three people there that you were not expecting to see? And we see Abraham's response here, the way he responded. It says he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground. The first reference that I'm aware of in Scripture of someone running is 99-year-old Abraham running to greet the men who are standing there in front of him beside the road. And verse 3, "And said, My Lord, if I have now found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant. Please let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will bring a morsel of bread, that you may refresh your heart. After that you may pass by, inasmuch as you have come to your servant." They said, "Do as you have said." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, "Quickly, make ready three measures of flour, knead it, and make cakes." And Abraham ran to the herd, took a tender and good calf, gave it to a young man, and he hastened to prepare it. So we have all this hastening and running here as Abraham drops whatever he's doing and makes this a priority to show good hospitality to his guests. And I see that as something that may be getting lost in the culture that we're in society today, where genuine hospitality is not maybe practiced like it is in some areas or at other times. And I look at hospitality as part of a larger picture. It is part of how we practice our love for one another. It is an expression, and it shows how do we love our neighbor, our fellow man. And I'm amazed. I stand amazed at the way that Abraham had this love and this care for people who showed up unexpected. That he went to, he did all this work in order to give them something to eat, and he even I think it says that he washed their feet, or he had water brought. So in any case, so that they could wash their feet and fed them. So I'm looking at this example of hospitality and of care and of blessing, and I'm wondering and I'm thinking, how can we do better at following this example? And it starts with a relationship. We need to have a relationship with the Lord, first of all. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and so on, heart, mind, and soul. And then we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. When we do that, then things like this will follow. There will be a natural result of that love and care that's in our heart for our fellow man, for anyone that we meet. And that is so this, my encouragement for us today is to press on in this area. One of the things that I study to see where we can grow personally, as a family, as a church, and as a culture. And so let us join together in practicing a love and care. God bless.